Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And happy St. Patrick's Day. Michael Stallard is our guest. He's going to be helping us wear the green a little bit today as we talk about a topic that's very important, I think, and that's how to make sure we help the people who are around us, our employees specifically, help them feel like they've got a stake in what's going on. Michael is the founder and the president of E Pluribus Partners, which is a think tank that helps people put their best foot forward with their employees. And he's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. And our good friend Michael, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, as always.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, and to you. Are you wearing green right now?
Oh, of course I am. Yeah, I got my green on. Sure have. I hope you have. Michael, when I started doing my show in 97, about that time, sometime over the next first 12 months or so, I started believing that I taught my programming was all about the fundamentals of operating a small business, which it still is. But I started talking about connections. I remembered what John Nesbitt said in the early 80s. He said, "Yeah, we'll have high tech, but we'll always want high touch."
Yes.
And I started thinking about that, and I started looking around. I came through the years when corporations downsized and right-sized and canned and sacked, et cetera, when they started doing that back in the 70s and the 80s. It actually happened to me in the 80s twice. And I just believed that making a connection with people was going to be the way to be successful in the 21st century. And I started talking about networking. As you know, I said, "Yeah, you got to manage your books. You got to do the marketing. You got to buy and sell. You got to buy low and sell high, et cetera, all that stuff that we'll always have to do." But more than ever before, making a connection, networking, I said, is going to be more important now. That was very smart for me to say that, but unfortunately, I wasn't smart enough to invent Facebook.
Too bad.
Yeah, that tells you how smart I am. I you know, the Facebook guy was probably still in diapers when I predicted that, and then you know, I sat on the sidelines and let him get all the money.
Jim, well, what you say is so true. And what we teach in our work with companies and with leaders is that if you want to have a business that succeeds for the long term, then you have to accomplish two things. Number one, you have to have task excellence. You have to be good at what you do. Or in a competitive marketplace, you won't survive. But you won't sustain that task excellence unless you develop relationship excellence, because if you don't, then your employees will not be engaged and you'll suffer when their performance drops, or you will not be informed because they won't tell you about negative changes that are happening in the environment before it's too late to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So that pattern just repeats itself throughout history.
They actually, whether out of fear or out of a passive aggressiveness, they just will withhold that information, won't they?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And we know from research that feelings or emotions that are very connected to relationships are 2 to 4 times as important as rational factors, such as compensation and job titles, when it comes to employee engagement. In other words, getting people to put their heart in their business, in their work on a day-to-day basis. So that's exactly right. And there are two reactions. When people don't feel like they have good relationships, or they feel like even they've been slighted, then they either don't put their heart in their work, or they may even sabotage your business. And there's certainly plenty of research and examples that prove how true that is.
Now, you have background on, just to bring a little current events in, Michael, you have background in the financial industry. You were with Morgan Stanley, I think. You were with Schwab
yes.
one time. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, what do you think, what can we learn from what's happening even as we speak in the financial industries. And we've all heard, or not maybe not all, but some of us have heard the news about what happened over the weekend with Bear Stearns.
Yes. Well,
any thoughts on that that would give us lessons that we can learn? I mean, those are extreme cases, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're still learning about the press is still unpacking the situation, and I suspect as we get deeper and deeper, there's definitely there is a problem with respect to task excellence that systems broke down and things were not being done.
What about ethics?
We'll find out that relationships broke down too.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some unhealthy relationships and expectations that really resulted in this mess.
What about ethics? What about leadership ethics? Do you think that there's going to be a break? That we're going to find that there was a breakdown in that area as well?
Isn't that essential to
your message?
Well, it's certainly part of it because one of the things you do that helps people put their heart in their work is they have to respect you as a human
mm-hmm.
being.
Mm-hmm.
And they may go along with you for a while if they think that it's going to benefit them financially, but you're not going to really capture their heart, their respect, and their loyalty, or their trust for that matter, unless they feel that you have high integrity.
Right. They've got to believe that you not only have. They got to believe that you can deliver the goods, and that's your high task excellence. I think is the term that you use. They got to believe that you're the best at that.
Yes.
They've got to have that kind of respect to you that they are following a qualified leader. But beyond that, you can't just be good at your job. You have to be able to make them believe that when you tell them something, that it's going to be as true as you know it to be.
Yes, it's all about building trust, and that requires integrity.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of times, Michael, you know, all of us listening to you are saying, "Well, I have integrity. I wouldn't do this," but ethics is not exactly black and white all the time, is it?
Well, no. So sometimes I think in the heat of the battle, and we all get that way. We get into task mode where we're just focused on getting it done, just do it mentality, and it's easy to let the values slip if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to have people around us who care about us, who also have the courage to stand up and say, "I'm not sure we want to do this, boss."
And you use that word values. When we come back, I want to turn that word value around a little bit and talk about how we value them. That's a biggie, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's as critical as the trust part, folks. It's 10:20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Michael Stallard. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's the first one is where you can find the show and all the things we do here, including the newsletter. You can subscribe to it. It comes every week by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, the show is all the shows that we do are there, all the interviews, the Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our knowledge base, askjim.biz, that's where you can get small business answers now, and I hope you'll check that out. Use that to your advantage as well. Michael Lee Stallard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. Michael, tell us where your book's available.
It's available at Amazon.com and 800-CEO-READ and all the big bookstores.
All right. So check that out, folks. Michael, the value word, you talked a minute ago when we were talking about some of the things that people want to admire and respect about a leader, that they have values that we can believe in. And, you know, I love quoting what Napoleon was supposed to have said, that a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. And that's the values that I as a leader will hold out and then and hopefully get somebody else to follow. But the values, you know, being valued, to use that word in a little bit of a different, just a slightly different application, that's an important word to turn back around on our employees, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Jim. A universal human need is for respect and to feel like we belong to a group. And it really comes down to, and I would encourage business owners to think in terms of, let me just break it down into three easy things to remember, and we call it vision, value, and voice. And vision is, do people in your business see and feel that their work is important, number one? And that's a vision, because they see it or they don't, that their work's important. If they're in the back room, they don't have any customer contact, they may lose sight of that, but it's important. It's important for them to have some customer contact so they see the value in their business, in their in your business overall, and their contribution. The second one, we just use the word value, which means do they feel valued? You know, to ask them how they are, how they're doing, to get to know a little bit about them so that they feel more like a human being than a human doing. That's feeling valued. And then the last, and oftentimes this is the one that I think that goes unnoticed a lot, do they feel like they have a voice? Do they feel like they have a voice? Not a vote in decisions that are made, but at least that they're informed about important things that are going on in the business, and that someone asks them, well, what do you think? You know, what gold can you contribute to? I call it digging for buried treasure. And if you go out there intentionally and ask people for their insights and opinions on important issues to your business, they'll share their gold, and you'll find that there's some gold in the things that they share with you. So it's very important to give them that vision that they feel important, their work is important, that they feel valued, and that they have a voice. When you have those three things, vision, value, and voice, they feel very valued. They feel like a part of the team, and they contribute like part of the team.
Let me give you, folks, let me give you a couple of scenarios about how you could do this, and while you're doing what you've heard me talk about before, MBWA, management by walking around. Let the receptionist know that they have one of the most important jobs in the company, because they're the first people many times to meet a customer. So your job is very important. The delivery person, the truck driver who delivers your goods, maybe if you have that kind of a business, you know, you see our customers face to face more than I do as the owner of the company. You know, your contact with customers is critical to our success. And anything you see or hear that you think I need to know, or your manager needs to know, please be sure to bring that back. Those kinds of conversations, Michael, what do you think?
Oh, it's absolutely true. And you know what I would encourage people to do is we have a new free downloadable e-book. It's called The Connection Culture, and I would encourage everybody to get it. It costs you nothing, so you can't beat the value here.
We like free things around here, Michael.
Yeah. It's available at the website changethis.com. It's called The Connection Culture.
Changethis.com.
ChangeThis.com. It's called The Connection Culture by Michael Lee Stollard. And I would give it to people who work on the front lines, because it'll help them understand just how important and how wonderful it is when they reach out to other people. You just don't know what that other person you're dealing with, you know, the cranky customer you run into, you don't know what they're going through in life, and they may be facing a serious health risk. And that's part of what I talk about in the issue, just out of my own personal experience. My personal story with my wife's battles with cancer. And it's very powerful. It's an emotional piece, but it's also a rational piece. And I would
ChangeThis.com. It's the ebook. It's easy to find right there on ChangeThis.com.
It is.
And
yeah,
they can download it for free. It's a PDF, right?
Yes.
They can download it for free. Michael, thank you for making that outstanding ebook available to us and to my audience. Folks, take advantage of that. And you recommend they print out copies and give them to their employees and maybe talk to them about it later? Is that something that would be a good idea?
Absolutely. It's very critical, and it's important to your families, too.
Fired Up or Burned Out is the book by Michael Lee Stollard, and also the ebook that he was talking about at changethis.com. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today. We're looking forward to next time already.
Thanks so much for having me.
See you later.
Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks. Quick break, right back after these messages. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.